Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Gray Scott Podcast. I am joined by a legendary entertainer and America's slowest rising comedian, Mr. Ronnie Schell. How's it going,
Well,
Ron?
thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's good to be on your show.
Well,
And Kansas City is one of my favorite places.
we have to have you back here. I'm sure it's probably been a while since you've been here.
Oh, a long time. Yeah, it has
Long
been.
time.
In
So I
fact, the
would.
stars that I work with are probably out of the business.
Oh, well, so I have to say to people, currently at the time of this recording, you are an amazing 92 years old currently.
That's true.
What has been the secret to your longevity?
Having good parents.
Having good parents? Yeah. Are they still with us?
Well, my mother, believe it or not, she died at 85 or something like that. And I went past that, but she was good with the grapes. She was a big drinker, and that elongated her life,
Yeah.
and it worked for me too, although I don't drink that much. But in answer to your question, I guess I got that from my mom.
Yeah. The drinking part or the longevity.
Longevity.
Longevity. Okay. I just had to be certain there, but
Well,
so
I drink, but I don't drink that much.
oh, okay.
Couple of wines at dinner, and that's
So
it.
Ron, we know you best from the Jim Nabors hit show Gomer Pyle, where you
That's
played
right.
Duke Slater. And so, what one thing that I think that people may not know is I think all those shows were under the Desilu family, right? And they all filmed pretty close to one another, right?
Yes, true. Very true. Oh, in fact, the Jim Nabors Hour was more successful than most of the shows because our audiences were family, and we continually beat out the big star of CBS, Carol Burnett, and so we were happy about that. Of course, Jim was a close friend of Carol's, but that didn't stop him from trying to get ahead of her. So we had a great time with all of shows, but mainly we were a family show.
And also, before that, you had already known two other members of the Desilu family, Andy Griffith and Don Knotts. Those were the two that kind of got you primarily on that Gomer Pyle.
Don Knotts became one of my closest friends until he passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, well, Andy, I loved Andy too, but he was a little tougher at times to work with. But Don was just a dream, just a dream.
Oh,
Very,
well.
no ego, and funny man,
So we all also remember Don as Mr. Roper from Three's
that's
Company.
right.
Yeah.
That's that was later, yeah. No, I had a great association with Don. One a little incident. Sorry, it's not that funny, but Don was a hypochondriac. He was known for being hypochondriac, and every time he had an illness, he thought it was the end. And one time he had a simple something to do with the blood. And they put him, he demanded to be in the hospital. And it wasn't very serious. And Andy called me up at home and said, "Listen, I'm going to go visit Don. You want to come with me?" And I said, "Sure." So as we walked down the hall of this hospital, I noticed his door, Don Knotts's door was open. So you could hear anything that was said. And as we walked in, I turned to Andy and said, "Have they told Don the truth about his demise?" He never let me forget that.
So, people may not know, but before you even got into acting and show business, you wanted to be a professional, or you played professional baseball for a little
No,
while.
I wanted to be a professional baseball player. That went right from high school to when I joined the Air Force. I played 2 years on the air service team, but The bottom line was I just wasn't of major league caliber, so I had to give that up in favor of being a making a fool of myself, so to speak.
Well, that's okay. A lot of ball players make a fool of themselves currently and have, so
That's true. Where are
yeah.
you guys located?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, that's right. Oh
Yes,
my God,
sir.
I forgot we talked about that.
Yes, sir. No worries.
Great, great town, great town.
So I know that before we even started, Leonard Carter, your manager, said that you had worked with another Kansas City guy, Ed Asner.
Eddie Asner, yes, who was very loyal to Kansas City.
Yes.
In fact, he would brag about it, that he was from Kansas City, and he was a great guy, great guy. I hate to see him go.
I know, I know. They're all dying on us.
They're all gone, yes.
Yeah. So
I'm
you have
the only one left.
this.
You better catch out of my window.
I was gonna say, stick with us for another 92 years,
Yeah,
Ron.
thank you. Thank you.
But anyway, so Ron, Wink Martindale on his channel just shown your game show called Mouth Trap. And you had another game show host on there as a contestant, Mark Summers from Double Dare.
Oh yeah. I you know the names start to blend when you get to a certain age.
Oh, yeah.
But I do remember Mark and those, yeah. I did a lot of those shows, game shows.
But I was.
Larry Hovis, you know, the actor Larry Hovis,
Oh,
he
sure.
was on those shows. He was a good friend of mine.
So I have to ask you about since you've been in the business for so long, you have a lot of stories about old about Hollywood folks, and so I have to ask you about a couple of them.
Go ahead.
First one is Bob Hope. Did you know Bob Hope very well?
No, I didn't know him, but I knew him enough that I could identify with a lot of things he did. The only funny story I have on Bob Hope was he was like 90 something when he was starting to fade. And he would forget things and say things. And so he had stock dialogue with people. Like he would go to his guy that was with him all the time and said, "Who's this coming up?" It's a Barry Kemp. Yeah. "Oh, Barry, how are you?" He would, play like he normally. And this is. But it killed me that one time he was doing that, forgetting things. And he was over at Lakeside Country Club, a club that he belonged to. And he had this guy, who's this coming up? Well, that's Barry Kemp. Oh, okay. "Hi, Barry, how are you?" And he had stock answers. But this one time, and it wasn't Barry Kemp, it was somebody else, but let's say it was Barry. And he said, "Who's this coming up?" He said, "Barry Kemp." "Oh, okay." Barry, how are you?" "Hi." And the guy says, "Oh, fine. I'm a little down. My wife passed away last Friday." And "Hope, isn't that something? How about that? Isn't that marvelous?" That
Yeah, that sounds like Bob. Yep.
How about that? How about that Nam War?
And also for famous for his Vietnam or Yeosu trips as well overseas, Bob Hope.
Oh yeah, I used to go over there all the time.
Yeah.
Time there than at home.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Consternation of his wife. Is that the word? Consternation?
concert, yes.
Of his wife, but he was hardly all over there. He was the king comedy.
Absolutely.
Long while, yeah.
And then another guy who I'm a personal fan of, Mr. Carl Reiner.
Oh, Carl directed me in a lot of stuff. I was doing Gomer Pyle over at Desilu, and Carl Reiner was asked to be producer and director of a show called Good Morning World, which they signed me to do, and Carl directed most of those episodes. And he was a gem, and he was a gem because he could do one-liners from his background with Sid Caesar and all that kind
Oh
of stuff.
yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing mean that or anything you can say about that,
Oh,
Reiner.
negative stuff, darn it.
Someone has tried, I'm sure, but no. Yeah. So I know Ron, you were doing your one-man show, weren't you? Are you still doing a one-man
I
show?
still do it. Yes, I do it about five times a year. My next one is September 21st, where I'm going to North Carolina, where I go every year. But that's sort of, I just sort of have to be in part of a Mayberry type show that I do by Monologue, and it's going to be my 7th year. I'll be 7th straight years
Okay.
of
And also,
yeah, I do. I just finished one in boy, all the places blend in after a while. This was
Indiana.
Indiana. I was just in Indiana a couple of weeks ago, did a show. I've been very lucky.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's your career's still going after 7 decades now?
Yeah, I'm semi-retired, but yes, you're right.
After 7 decades. Wow.
Decades, yeah.
So also you'll have a picture that you just made, right? You're with you have a picture that's coming out too.
I don't think so.
Or maybe we're talking about Mayberry Man, the 5th episode of Mayberry Man.
Oh, it's the Mayberry Man I was telling you about.
Oh, okay.
On that's what I just did.
So you
Oh,
did a thing
gotcha. Cowboy Killers too. Oh, and
The movie Cowboy Killers.
another movie called Cowboy Killers.
Yeah, Cowboy Killers. There you go. Yes.
Yeah. Has that been released?
I'm not yet, no.
It'll probably escape. But
But
yeah.
that's quite the cast too with Cowboy Killers. You had quite a few big names in there.
Yeah, that's true. That's because everybody loves the director. He's a good
Yes.
guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, I just want to for my viewers, the gentleman in the background is Leonard Carter, Ronnie's manager. That Ronnie is talking to. So,
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
no, I
Leonard,
told
I was just
introduce Leonard.
talking about you. There he is.
There's that. There he is. Yeah. And Leonard, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you also used to rep Don Wells as well?
He sure did.
Correct.
From Gilligan's Island.
Right up until she passed.
Yeah, right up
Yep.
until she passed. Yeah.
That's how I met him.
Oh,
We
was there Don Wells?
I had a public appearance in Fresno, and Don was there, and you were there, and remember
Yeah.
I was doing a public appearance, and I don't know if Don was performing, but she was there,
Right.
and that's how I got with this guy.
By the way, I just want to say, Leonard, my dad had the biggest crush on Dawn Wells. He considered her his girlfriend. Well,
Fantastic. She was pretty.
she was very pretty, yes. And also
Luckily
from Haiti.
for her, I was happily married.
Oh. So you had your
Unluckily
too.
for her.
You had her, you had your eye on her too, huh?
Did we all?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But so anyways, I also wanted to say, as you were talking about Mayberry stuff, the Mayberry days in North Carolina, I think Karen Knott's, Don Knott's daughter, appears there every
She
year
goes
too.
there every year. She does her show. She has a one-woman show called Tied Up in Knots.
Yep, about
And
her father.
yeah. And she comes and does, I think this is about her 5th year of performing. I kid her now and I say, but Karen, when are you going to do some new material? She says, "Well, I can't because my dad's gone."
Yeah. Well, I have one answer to that. She's all tied up in knots, anyways.
Tied up in knots, yeah. Funny lady.
Yes,
Funny lady.
absolutely. But
She was a librarian. Did you know that?
I didn't know she was alive. No, I didn't.
You should have her on your show.
I have actually. So I've had her on my show. She's a great gal, very great gal.
She is.
And one thing I know about Don Knotts, her dad, Don was a very quiet man, if I'm not mistaken, very quiet.
Started out as a ventriloquist
Oh, okay.
in South, what's that state that nobody's from?
Rhode Island?
No,
Oh.
about equal to Rhode Island. Nothing against Rhode Island, but South, no. Anyway, South Carolina, no.
One of those two.
I'll think of it as soon as we go off the air.
No
We go
worries.
over in that area.
So you had also mentioned, Ron, that you're semi-retired. What are you doing these days, in your retirement?
That's a good question. Not much of anything.
No.
I passed playing baseball or softball, and I just hang with my family.
Oh, gotcha.
I got two sons, and my one's well, the one I told you about is the producer, and the other one is in the computers, and his daughter is half Italian because my daughter-in-law is from Italy, and so we have an added country to our
Oh,
family.
good.
That's fun.
So does Mrs. Shell keep you busy as well?
Mrs. Shell is a retired interior designer. I have to say, this isn't part of what I do, but I have mentioned this before. There are only two people in this world in my lifetime that I met or had anything to do with who had absolutely no enemies. I mean, these people were just loved by everybody. One,
We talk about me.
oh, you're the third. You're the One is my wife, Janet. I mean, she's never had an enemy in her life. And the other one is Jim Nabors.
Oh yeah.
Loved by everybody.
Well, golly.
No,
I'm curious, Ron. How often did he say that in between takes? How often did he say
Oh,
all?
he said it a lot. He said it
Yeah.
a lot. And we would, he said a lot of this. Well, golly, a lot of that. Yeah. But you can do it. No, you're fine. No, it's off
Dinner
camera
try and
people.
do it at two?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Well, but
Anyhow,
anyways, so
those
anyways,
are
so I
two
do want to
people I've
respect your
met.
time, Ron.
Listen, I've enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless you, sir, and thank you so much for coming on to the program.
Say hello to Kansas City. I
I
loved
will
it.
do that. Please say hello to your wife for me, will you?
I will, I promise.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Leonard. Thank you.
Thank you. Good working with you. Let's do
Yes,
it
sir.
again.
Same here. Bye-bye. Take care, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.